It is time for class session 111 of the Warren County Radio Bible School. And it is good you're able to tune in with us today and be part of this class. I would encourage you now to go get your Bibles and turn it to the book of Malachi, the last book of the Old Testament, and we'll continue our study from Malachi chapter 3. In just a moment, I'm going to read Malachi chapter 3, verses 8 through 15. Now, while you're getting your Bible, I will remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I'm Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Our teacher is E.A. Elam, coming to us by way of a series of Sunday school lessons he wrote for the Sundays of 1922, and we're currently on a Sunday school lesson he wrote for the Sunday of September 17th, 1922. The message of Malachi. It's in the last book of the Old Testament, and the children of Israel were not doing well in the eyes of God. Before I get to Elam's notes on this, let me read to you again this portion of the book of Malachi that we'll be looking at this class period. Malachi chapter 3, verses 8 through 15. And the question is asked, will a man rob God? Yet ye rob me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Ye are cursed with the cursed, for ye rob me, even this whole nation. Bring ye the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and prove me now herewith, saith Jehovah of hosts, if I will not open to you the window of heaven, and pour out you a blessing, that there shall be not room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast its fruit before the time in the field, saith Jehovah of hosts. And all nations shall call you happy, for you shall be a delightsome land, saith Jehovah of hosts. Your words have been stout against me, saith Jehovah, yet ye say, what have we spoken against thee? Ye have said, it is vain to serve God. And what profit is it that we have kept his charge, and that we have walked mournfully before Jehovah of hosts? And now we call the proud happy. Yea, they that work wickedness are built up. Yea, they tempt God and escape. Let's get to Elam's notes. He's talking about Malachi chapter 3 and verse 11. And Elam reminds us, Malachi chapter 3 and verse 9, where it says, ye are cursed with the curse. Now the curse is that the Lord had warned them about through Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 28. The Jews then were cursed with drought and devouring insects, verses 10 and 11. Thus they were cursed because the whole nation had robbed God. They had made the mistake that many make today, namely, that by withholding the tithes and offerings, they would enrich themselves. There is that scattereth and increaseth yet more, and there is that withholdeth more than is meet, but it tendeth only to want. And the liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. Proverbs 11, 24 and 25. So Malachi 3:10, God said the Jews then might put him to test, that if they would bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, he would open the windows of heaven and pour out them such a blessing that they would not have room to store it away. The storehouse was the chambers about the temple, prepared for the reception of the tithes, and they were empty. God also promised to rebuke or prevent the coming of locusts, worms, and other insects which devoured their crops, and that crops should come to the fruitage in chapter 3 and verse 11. In Malachi 3:12, also all nations should see their prosperity and pronounce them blessed, and they should be a delightsome land. God blesses in different ways the free and cheerful giver, and he does so to this day. We read in the book of Acts, in Acts chapter 20 and verse 35, Paul said, in all things I gave you an example, that so laboring you ought to help the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, that he himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. We also read in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, beginning in verse 8, God is able to make all grace abound unto you, that ye, having always all sufficiency in everything, may abound unto every good work, as it is written, he that scattereth abroad, he hath given to the poor, his righteousness abideth forever. And he that supplieth seed to the sower, and bread for food, shall supply and multiply your seed for sowing, and increase the fruits of your righteousness. Ye being enriched in everything, unto all liberality, which worketh through us thanksgiving to God. Now there were hard speeches against God in that Malachi spoke of in his prophecy. In Malachi chapter 3 and verse 13, he says, your words have been stout against me, saith Jehovah. Jude, verse 15, speaks of all the hard things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. They did this not once or twice, but habitually, to murmur and complain and to say hard things against God is blasphemy. Yet when charged with this sin, as when charged with robbing God, they denied it, saying, what have we spoken against thee? Else they attempted to defend what they had said against God. In verse 14, Malachi 3:14, Elam says one hard and untrue thing that they had said was, it was vain to serve God, and there was no profit in keeping his charge and in walking mournfully, that is, in repentance. Others had said the same. In Job's day, some had said to God, depart from us, for we desire not the knowledge of thy ways. What is the Almighty that we should serve him? And what profit should we have if we pray unto him? Job 21:14-15. And again, who said unto God, depart from us, and what can the Almighty do for us? Job 22:17. Psalm 73:1-14 shows how some, in forgetfulness of God's watch, care over the righteous, might say, the scoffers, the proud, and the wicked flourish, and the righteous have trouble and suffer. But the latter part of the psalm shows that God's people see how the wicked finally perish, and that God is continually with his people. And Elam suggests we read the entire psalm. I want to do that. This is the 73rd psalm. It says it's a psalm of Asaph. Surely God is good to Israel, even to such as are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped, for I was envious at the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked, for there are no pains in their death. But their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. Wherefore pride is as a chain about their neck. Violence covereth them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than the heart could wish. They scoff and in wickedness utter oppression. They speak loftily. They have set their mouth in the heavens, and their tongue walketh through the earth. Therefore his people return hither, and waters of a full cup are drained by them. And they say, How doth God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the wicked, and being always at ease, they increase in riches. Surely in vain have I cleansed my heart, and washed my hands in innocency, for all day long I have been plagued and chastened every morning. If I had said, I will speak thus, behold, I dealt treacherously with the generation of thy children. But when I thought how I might know this, it was too painful for me, until I went into the sanctuary of God and considered their latter end. Surely thou settest them in slippery places. Thou castest them down to destruction. How are they become a desolation in a moment? They are utterly consumed with terrors, as in a dream when one awaketh. So, Lord, when thou awakest, thou wilt despise their image. For my soul was grieved, and I was pricked in my heart. So brutish was I and ignorant. I was as a beast before thee. Nevertheless, I am continually with thee, and thou hast holden my right hand. Thou wilt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon the earth that I desire besides thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For lo, they that are far from thee shall perish. Thou hast destroyed all them that play the harlot departing from thee. But it is good for me to draw near unto God. I have made the Lord Jehovah my refuge, that I might tell all of thy wondrous works. That is the 73rd Psalm. It is very wrong and sinful to make the service of God a mercenary manner. And if it brings no visible worldly gain and prosperity or self-aggrandizement, to say there is no profit in it. The Jews of this lesson committed this sin. The service of God to them was not an inward spiritual service, but one of outward forms productive of material prosperity. How vain indeed it is to judge the worship of God by this standard. Godliness is not a way of gain, yet contentment is a great gain. We read in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 6 about men of corrupt minds who suppose that godliness is a way of gain. In 1 Timothy 6 and verse 6 it says, But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, for neither can we carry anything out. But having food and covering, we shall be therewith content. But they that are minded to be rich fall into a temptation and a snare and many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, which some reaching after have been led astray from the faith, and have pierced themselves through with many sorrows. That's all we're going to have time for in this Bible class at this time. I want to remind you that this is brought to you by the Rock Cliff Church of Christ, and invite you to come to any of our assemblies and we'll study the Bible there. You make sure and keep your Bible marked to Malachi chapter 3, and we'll pick up on this lesson at the next class period. You have been such good listeners, and this old schoolmaster now says to all the students, You may now be dismissed.